Welcome to Chamber Talk with North Orange County Chamber of Commerce. My name is Andrew Gregson and our guest today is Lizette Duarte. Lizette, thank you for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Andrew. It's a pleasure.
Now, Lizette, you are an elite district manager for ADP. So before we start, like, what is an elite district manager?
That is correct. It's just a fancy way of saying that I've been at ADP for quite some time. So I've earned that title. But I do outside sales. So I don't really have a specific district, but I can work pretty much anywhere and, essentially sell ADP payroll services.
And what is it that you primarily offer companies?
Yeah, so payroll is essentially the bread and butter, but we do integrate with different services like workers' compensation, retirement, healthcare, and HR, human resources.
What does ADP stand for?
So ADP used to stand for automatic data processing because we were known for being one of the biggest, the largest data processing companies. We've been around for about 70 years. Mm. And we've rebranded to always designing for people because we don't want to be known for just the data processing or payroll company. We're now a human capital management because that's really where everything is kind of headed, right?
And so I'm assuming your services, whether it's sort of like a hospital, nonprofit, I mean, I'm assuming you can help anybody who has payroll, right?
That is correct. Any business, every business, I'm sure you know, needs payroll. So whether that's nonprofit, corporations, S-Corp, C-Corp, LLCs, any business that needs payroll, we can help with.
One of the other parts that I noticed that ADP give is they give often, I don't know if this is the right word, so I'm sorry if I got it wrong, but like almost legal advice on labor law and things like that. You want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, we do provide like the labor law posters, and we want to make sure that all business owners are really compliant. So that's the biggest thing for us. So we do provide those labor law posters, and that's something that it goes over the federal and state policies. And we do have to make sure that they're posted on every business's, in their business. And so we always send them the latest up-to-date labor law posters because you know how the state of California is. There's always changes in the law. And so we always want to make sure that they have the latest up-to-date because if they don't, they can be fined.
And is that something that when you subscribe with ADP, that's something that just automatically rolls out in the new year or when the new laws
right.
come out?
Yeah. So there's different packages that we offer. So the most popular payroll package that we offer does come with those labor law posters. And so we just send it to them. It's not an extra fee when we send it. It's just included.
And one of the big things that I find is helpful, especially with things like using Constant Contact or QuickBooks and things, is having someone to be able to call and help you through a process.
Right.
I'm assuming, you know, your ADP has that, right?
Yes, exactly. So we do have client services that's 24/7. So even on a Sunday at 9 p.m., for whatever reason, you need a call and talk to someone, you can talk to someone and actually get a live person. So our client service is very good. And we also have a callback feature. So if there's any sort of hold time, even if that's 2 minutes, we can call you back.
I would personally find that very helpful.
Yes.
Because, you know, having to do payroll myself, I might be on vacation, I might be not in town, but I can always log on my laptop. And then obviously if there's a problem, I love the fact that we're able to contact somebody and get that help.
Right. And another thing is that for all the business owners that do work with me personally, I'm the face of ADP to them. So they can call me, they can text me, they can email me, and I will get back to them as quickly as I possibly can. So if they have a general question, more likely than not, I'm able to answer. If it's something that kind of goes over my level of access, then I always point them to client service.
And I'm assuming there are other people who work with you within your region, right? Or this area?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we have a big office in La Palma. So we have a lot of reps there, over 20 plus reps.
If somebody's interested, let's say I'm starting out in business.
Yeah.
I've got a few people that I need to do payroll with. What's the process for me?
So if you start a new business and you contact me, so what we're going to do is we're going to just have a quick meeting, ask you a couple questions, kind of get to know what your current practices what you have in place, get to know the business, and then I give you kind of an overview of the different services that we do offer. And then there's different packages that we have. So if you want to go with just basic payroll, that's what you need. We have that. Or if you want kind of a combo payroll HR, we do have that. And then, of course, we have different services that we integrate with as well. And the things that I will need, very basic information like your legal name, your EIN number, the address of the business, what type of entity, and your contact. So it's very easy, very quick to switch over. And when a business owner has a meeting with me, I go over everything very thoroughly, very easy to understand. I want to make sure that they understand what it is exactly that they're getting, what they're paying for.
And then once they've enrolled in this, is there sort of like a hand-holding thing? Because it's a new program, right? It's different.
Right. So for most business owners, they go through an implementation process where they're going to have a dedicated implementation specialist that's going to help run the payroll with them. I as well will be on the call. So I will be there kind of helping, and then the implementation specialist will handhold with the business owner until they feel comfortable enough to handle it on their own. And then once they do that, then they transfer them to, they can call client services, or they can use, we have an online chat feature now. It's a new feature that we have. So they have support on all different angles. And of course, my business owners do feel very comfortable with me. So they always like to ask me questions. And I do tend to handhold very often.
That's good.
Yeah.
So Lizette, you just mentioned something about HR there, which immediately flicked in my mind, you know, COVID. Some businesses were still open, others weren't, but obviously people who were still needed payroll, things with help with HR, because not everybody can afford to have a HR department. What did that look like for ADP?
Yeah, the great thing about ADP is that it is a very reliable company. So it's a big company. So during COVID, we made sure that we provided the proper resources to help business owners, like they had that PPP loan. So we made sure that we provided the necessary reports to get that PPP loan done. We had a whole site of COVID-19 resources that they can go into. So we did provide a lot of that support to help during COVID-19, but it didn't affect our business at all. It unfortunately affected the small business owners, but we were just there to help them.
And how did it affect ADP itself? I mean, did you have to send people home? What was the difference there?
Just like the rest of the world, we were remote. And so we kind of switched to like an inside sales position, which I'm not used to. I'm more outside and client facing. But, you know, the whole world switched to that. So, yeah, I don't think from an employee's point of view it affected us. But it was a little bit difficult because a lot of people didn't know what to do. Businesses, they're going out of business. And so it was a little bit harder, obviously, to offer ADP services during that time. But for those that did have ADP, they did have the proper resources to get that help and move forward. Yeah.
So how did it really affect your skills and you yourself that you're unable now to physically meet somebody? What was your experience?
I'm such a people person.
Right.
So I feel like when people meet me in person, it's so different than over the phone. Mm-hmm. It's a lot more, you know, personable. So it did change a lot for me during COVID, where I had to go, you know, cold calling people and kind of doing that. I didn't get as many referrals at that time. So it was a little bit difficult for me. But now that everything is kind of going back to normal and we're doing that outside sales, you know, I'm able to kind of walk into a business, introduce myself to you. I like to just get to know people. I like to go in. I'm not trying to, you know, solicit or anything. I just go in and I say, hi, my name's Lizette. I introduce myself very friendly. I just like to know what type of businesses they are so that I can support them, whether they're a client of ADP or not. Mm-hmm. I like to go in there and support them. So I like to give out my business cards, and it's just a lot easier now where it's more client facing. And you just kind of get that confidence when you meet somebody in person.
Now I'm going to switch a little bit here because and I know for a fact for many years, you actually have been a chamber member of multiple different chambers.
Right.
Would you like to walk me through what your mindset was there and why and so on?
Yeah, I genuinely think that getting involved in chambers is a very, very smart thing to do, because that's the way that you're going to network. That's the way you're going to get to know people, get to know the city that you're in. You know, I started out with the La Habra Chamber. I was pretty active there because previously I used to be Miss La Habra, so I was active with the Lions Club at the time. Sorry, threw that out there. doing the wave. But yeah, so that kind of introduced me to that world of, you know, of chambers and networking. And then when I had the opportunity to meet Sarah and be a part of the North Orange County Chamber, that was the biggest chamber that I was a part of, and I absolutely loved it. And then unfortunately, you know, COVID hit and we were remote, but I want to kind of hit the ground running again with the chambers, because that's where you get to know people. And when you join a chamber, it's about what you make of it. So if I'm going to join a chamber, I want to go and meet as many people and network with as many people and just have meetings with them, whether it's regarding ADP or not. I just networking with them and meeting and getting to know them, I think it's all beneficial, because maybe they may not need the service, but there might be somebody else that needs the service and they can always refer. So, you know, to me, joining in the chamber is such a benefit.
I like what you had to say. Thank you. And, you know, checks in the post. But I look at it as it's almost like another tool that you have in your sales arsenal.
Definitely.
You know, and you're right. It's like anything. You know, if you get a list of people to call, you have to work the list in order to get in front of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the chamber. If you're a member, you can't just get a membership and think, well, that's it now.
Right.
You've got to go out and meet other people. It's sort of like you're weighing, and you've got to use that tool, mm-hmm. just like that call list, mm-hmm. is you start calling that list, or you start mailing to that list, or you start meeting people who are there. And so I love your point there, and yeah. Thank you for sharing that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just join a chamber and just think they're going to get all these leads. And it's like, yeah, that can happen,
mm-hmm.
but it's the work that you put into it, because it's not just going to come at you if you're going to kind of sit in the corner and just expect people to come to you and you know, just refer to you. You got to put in the work, and that's with everything.
And you know, you don't have to put, it's not like mountain falls of work. You know, like you say, you go to a mixer, you meet 20 different people. Those are 20 people you don't usually meet in a week or a month, maybe.
Yes.
You know, and that's all it is. It's not like having to put too much in, but it's not about the chamber today. Today's about ADP and you, so I appreciate that. So a little bit ago, you did mention about HR, which it stuck in my mind a little bit, because when you're a small business, you cannot afford to have a HR department. So yeah. Obviously, I know this for sure, but on the slightly regular scale of a subscription for ADP, do they offer HR advice or help to a business owner?
Yes, they do. So, you know, as I mentioned before, we're the number one human capital management company in the US. So we really know what we're doing as far as HR goes. And you're totally right. To hire an HR person or to hire an HR department, that can be really pricey. So what we do have is a HR package that we can offer you an HR help desk. So you're going to get to actually speak with a live HR person that's 15 years SHRM certified, which is the highest HR certification that you can get. Their job is to strictly be a resource to you and to help guide you through whatever HR question that you have. So we have that one. It's one of the most popular features. And we do have an employee handbook. And it's a really nice feature, because what it does is that essentially it outlines the policies and the procedures of a business. And it is also something that can protect you if anything's ever called into question in the court. An employee handbook is something that you're really going to need to make sure your employees read it, understand it, and sign off on it. And that's not something that every business has. And then we do have we have job descriptions as well. Job descriptions, they're in place to protect a business owner too. And we have hundreds of different job descriptions that ADP has, and it's broken down by industry. And then they could just pick whichever
use
one.
It.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a template.
Yeah.
They just edit it, make it their own. And that's something that's very beneficial. We also do background checks that we run.
Oh, wow.
We do have a document vault too,
mm-hmm.
where they can store their employee and company information on a secure cloud.
Mm.
Stores all their information there.
Well, that's awesome.
Yep. And then we do also partner with ZipRecruiter. And ZipRecruiter, it can be pretty expensive monthly. It could mm-hmm. be anywhere from $200 to $300 monthly, depending on, you know, what subscriptions they have. But with ADP, it is included. Yep.
Oh,
and
that's cool.
So they can hire, you know, whoever that they want. And it posts to 100 plus different job board sites like Indeed.com and all that. Mm-hmm.
That's actually an amazing package.
Mm-hmm.
As we're seeing so many people right now, or so many companies, we see it in the news every day, that they're getting sued because they didn't do the right thing regarding HR,
mm-hmm.
which spins off a little bit about, I'm assuming, because there's a lot of new rules about it, that you help people through the sexual harassment.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because yes, the sexual harassment training, that's something that is a requirement by the state of California. So if you have 5 or more employees, you have to do sexual harassment trainings. And that is something that we do include in our HR package. It's something very important that we have to do.
And when they do the package, I'm assuming it's probably video, whatever. Yep. Is it signed off? I mean, because I'm sure you could just say, well, I've already done it, and you hadn't. What's that look like?
Yeah, so they provide like an actual like online training mm-hmm. thing. So you go in, you take a couple tests, you answer some questions, but they do a test at the end. So you have to make sure that you answer it correctly. And if you don't get, you know, a certain percentage, you might have to do it again.
Right.
Yeah, so we make sure that all the employees do it.
So that's a great thing. So that means their employer is actually covered. Because every employee has gone through that training.
I've gone through the training.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've gone through it. I go through it too. Yeah, it's one of those things you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's been around for a while.
And I did want to also mention that HR is really important, because it's like insurance for your employees. So whether, you know, you have 5 employees, or 50 or 100 employees, it's really important to have HR, because a lot of companies, a lot of business owners, they tell me, well, I'm too small. I'm only 5 employees. I'm only 6 employees, under 10. And some that are even at 20 don't have HR. But it's really important to have that, because it protects you.
I think that's a good point. I love the fact it's like an insurance, right? Because I totally understand that. I think a lot of the misperception there is it's to do with tax, isn't it? People think, well, I don't get taxed as much unless I've got so many employees and what have you. And they don't think about the other side, which actually can close you down real quick.
Oh my gosh. And the state of California, they tend to side with the employee.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as if you don't have anything in place, like an employee handbook that they sign off on, or those job descriptions that they sign off on, the state of California or the court is typically going to side with the employee. So it only takes one employee to mess up your business. And for a lot of business owners, that's their livelihood. They worked so hard
to get there.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Right.
And so it's very important. Doesn't matter what your, you know, how big the business is or how small the business is. HR really is the way to go.
I really like that when you were talking about that they gave you those templates, because if anybody's ever sat down and thought to write their own job description out, it's not an easy thing. It can take hours.
Yeah.
And when you're just paying for something in a subscription, that the value there is tenfold when it comes back to the amount of time you would spend trying to figure that out yourself.
Right, right. And so the template is provided with job descriptions and the employee handbook.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause sometimes if, you know, you pay someone to do an employee handbook for you, it can be anywhere from $800 to $1,000 mm-hmm. with us. We just have that template ready for you, and you just customize it, make it your own, and we have the state and federal laws pre-populated on there. And whenever there is a change, it'll update it
right,
for you, because
right.
This is California.
Changes all the
time. Changes all the time. So you have the latest up-to-date employee handbook.
Everything's guaranteed until it changes. That's how it works, right? Yeah, that's how it works. So just out of interest, you know, you've met probably thousands of different people and sold probably thousands of different packages throughout your career at ADP right now. Is there a favorite one that you sort of go, okay, for this business, I've got this one that's going to be perfect for you?
Yeah. And well, that's the whole point of the meeting, because I want to ask business owners, okay, what are your needs? What is it that you need? I don't want to just tell them. I just want to ask them what it is that their needs are. And so I kind of ask questions, and based on their pain points, I provide them with the solutions, essentially, that ADP offers. And then, you know, some people, maybe they don't need HR because it's just a monthly, you know, employer that's on payroll. Of course, they don't need HR. They don't have any employees. And so they'll just get kind of more of a just payroll only package. But then there are some that have 5 employees and they think, oh, maybe I don't need HR, but then they kind of go over some pain points and then, you know, they bring up certain things. Oh, well, got sued one time or, you know, a couple things like that. And then I really get them thinking, hey, HR, I do see the benefit in that. So it just really depends on the type of business. That's why I really like to sit down, ask those questions, dig deep to see what their needs are.
So as we're wrapping up our podcast today, Lizette, is there anything that we've missed that you'd like to quickly share?
Well, there is one thing that I do want to mention. So, you know, if you're not using ADP right now, you know, that's okay. There's a lot of great companies out there. But with ADP, I will say this, that it does make sense to go with a company that is going to be there for you 24/7, a company that's going to support you, especially with this day and age and the way that things are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a matter of you can't afford it right now. It's you can't afford not to do it right now.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So to our listeners, anyone who's wishing to get a hold of you and meet with you and discuss this, how do they do that?
So my email is lizette.duarte@adp.com. That's lizette.duarte@adp.com. And they can also contact me through my cell phone. That's 562-237-0804. And that is my personal cell phone. So I will definitely pick up.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Lizette. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you so much for having me, Andrew. It's been a pleasure.
So listeners, we invite you to join our email list by visiting nocchamber.com and selecting sign up for news at the top of the page. For more interviews, visit chambertalk.podbean.com.